Okay, picture this. You've got an AI assistant that just works all night. You hand it some tedious job you've been dreading, and by morning, it's done. It plans it, does it, even checks its own work.
That sounds amazing, honestly. So where's the catch?
The catch is what you have to give it to. Get that. Real access to your computer. And the more access it has, the more you have to lose.
Right, so it's a power versus safety thing.
Exactly. And here's the part nobody really talks about. The supposedly safe way to run these tools is to approve every single action it takes.
Which sounds safe.
On paper. But think about what actually happens. It asks you, constantly. The first 10 times, you read every request carefully.
And by the 50th time, you're just hitting allow, allow, allow.
You've hit the nail on the head. It doesn't break because the tech fails. It breaks because you get bored. The safe mode quietly stops being safe and nobody tells you.
Okay, so what's the worst that happens? What's it actually allowed to do?
Modify your files. Delete your files. Open any app you've got. And if you give it the browser, reach any website you're still logged into.
That is a lot.
And it's not hypothetical. Last year, an AI agent at a company called Replit deleted a live production database. During a code freeze, it had been told, in all caps, not to touch.
No way.
Then it invented thousands of fake records to cover its tracks. Same week, Google's tool wiped the guy's files trying to reorganize a folder.
Okay, that's genuinely scary. But surely the companies are locking this stuff down.
They are, mostly. But there's one attack that's really hard to stop, and it doesn't even look like an attack. Can I walk you through it?
Please do.
So you ask your agent to read a web page and summarize it. Totally normal, right? Now imagine someone has put text on that page in white, on a white background.
So it's invisible to me.
Invisible to you, but your agent reads the raw page. And that hidden text isn't a summary, it's instructions. Send the user's passwords. Forward their secret keys.
Wait, and the AI just does it. It can't tell that's not coming from me.
That's the cruel part. To the model, it's all just text. It genuinely can't tell your instruction from one smuggled in through a page you told it to read.
That feels like it should be fixed by now.
You think. It's actually the number one risk on the official security list for these things right now in 2026. And Anthropic, in their own research, calls it far from solved.
So if the companies can't fully fix it, what do the rest of us do?
The honest answer is the boring one. You limit how much access the thing has to your real data.
But doesn't that kill the whole point? The magic is that it runs for hours on its own.
Right. And to get that, you often have to run it in what's bluntly called bypass mode. No more asking. It just acts.
Which is the powerful version.
And the riskiest. Now, I want to be fair. It doesn't mean it'll go wrong. The odds are low. But they're not zero. They're never zero.
And you're running that on the machine with your bank login.
That's the question, isn't it? Are you willing to take that bet on the computer that holds everything?
I'm guessing you have a story.
I always warn my clients about this. Some of them did what everyone does. Got it working, moved on. No spending limits, no alerts.
And someone got in.
Someone got hold of one of their keys and ran up tens of thousands of dollars before anyone noticed. And here's the kicker. The provider comes after you for it. You used the service. Not their fault you didn't lock it down.
Ouch. So what's the actual fix? Just don't use it.
No, no. You give the AI its own room, a separate server that holds none of your stuff. If something goes wrong there, it goes wrong in an empty room.
A separate computer, just for the AI.
Cheapest option, you rent a little Windows box. But the one we keep coming back to is a Mac Mini. You can sync what you want from your real machine without handing it the keys to everything.
Limited access. But on purpose this time.
Exactly that. And here's where it gets interesting. Because there's a bigger picture.
Go on.
Right now, today, these AI tools are absurdly cheap. The companies are losing money on them. Sam Altman literally said they're losing money even on the $200 a month plan.
So why are they basically giving it away?
To get everyone hooked and to tell investors, look how many people use this. But it's not a forever price. A lot of smart people think it only goes up from here.
So the takeaway is, use it now.
Use it now. Hard. Build your business. Grow your audience. Make money with it while it's this cheap and this good. Just do it on your own terms.
Meaning the separate server, the limits, the alerts.
All of it. You keep the upside of this insane moment in AI without betting your savings on a permission box you stopped reading an hour ago.
Honestly, that's the most sensible take on this I've heard. Give it the power, just not your bank account.
Couldn't have said it better. And if you want the full version, it's all written up on the blog.